We are back with another episode of Three in the Key, and today we are going to be going over our first round and the play-in game, the new play-in game's prediction. So
yeah, so just to clarify, most of the play-in has already happened. The rest of the play-in's happening tonight. That's two games, and we're going to give our opinion on the winner of those two games, who are going to get the 8 seeds in the playoffs, and then also we are going to go through our first round predictions. So yeah. Brandon, can you start us off? Western play-in game, Pelicans, Kings, Zion's out. Who you got?
I'm gonna be honest, I got the Kings. I think the Kings looked really good in the Warriors win, even though the Warriors were looking terrible. But I think if Zion out, that's a massive factor. I mean, that's 40 points away from the Pelicans.
Probably like, not every I mean, not, game, but I mean
not
he's,
necessarily. But yeah, but yeah. Like, that just shows
he's Zion's, the best player.
That just shows Zion's impact.
Yeah,
and like without him in that game, they lost. So I got the Kings, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, it did seem to go down pretty close to the wire. I mean, obviously, the Lakers only won by 4 points, and Zion was huge. So I think that's a fair shout. I'm still going to stick with the Pelicans. I know the Kings have some great players. They've got Fox. They've got Sabonis. But I just think that, I don't know what it is about the Pelicans, but I just think their team is set up really well. They seem really balanced. They've still got Ingram. CJ is still going to be pulling the strings. So I'm going to stick with the Pelicans to get the 8 seed.
I'm also going with the Pelicans. I think the Kings were also looking good, but I think the Pelicans have offensive and defensive firepower, even without Zion. So that's my pick.
And just to clarify, I still think whichever team wins is getting killed in the first round, but yeah. I do think the Pelicans are going to go through.
Should we go into the East
play-in? I think we should. So, Brendan, who do you got?
First game? I got the Celtics versus I got
no. The we're
Bulls
talking about
oh, East playing. That's my fault.
Yeah.
I got so.
So Bulls versus Heat is the final playing game. So
oh,
Brandon, who you got?
I have the Bulls. Jimmy Butler out. I mean, it's not as big as a factor as Zion, I would say, but I think the Bulls looked great last night, and I think they'll keep running, especially if Kobe White has a great game. I feel like that kind of determines it. If Kobe White isn't on his game, then I think they'll lose. But
and he's a really hot and cold player. I honestly think I'm a Hawks fan. I think they played terrible last night. I mean, Trey's coming off a hand injury, has a big brace on, so that might have affected things, but they just didn't look good. The Bulls played pretty well. I mean, Kobe White played great, but I think he's inconsistent, so I'm going to go with the Heat even without Jimmy. I think Bam and Hero are both really good system players, yeah. And they've got a great coach. So,
Yeah, I'm going to actually take the Bulls as well. But this is another situation where it doesn't matter because whoever wins is getting killed, especially since the Heat don't have Jimmy Butler. That's, yeah, Celtics are going to wipe the floor with either one of them.
Yeah, maybe we should start there. So Celtics versus, I'm going to say Heat. You guys can say Bulls.
I think we all know what
I think
we're
the Celtics.
Yeah, we don't really need to talk about
how many games.
I got them in four, to be honest.
I got them in five.
Yeah, I think they could maybe get a win.
Maybe even six. That might be slightly out of there, but I think that the Celtics aren't very consistent in the playoffs.
So yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a no-brainer. On to the other 8 seed battle, which might be a little bit closer. I'm gonna say Pelicans, but versus the Thunder, I still got the Thunder, and I got them in 5. I think that the Thunder are being slept on because they're young. I think they're a great team.
I have Thunder in 6 with Zion coming back. I don't know if he'll be back the first game.
I don't know if he will. It looked bad.
Yeah. Thunder are the better team. So.
Yeah, I took the Kings, but I got OKC in 5. I feel like that's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think those OKC are really good.
Move to East Cavs versus Magic.
Cavs versus Magic is going to be...
Should we go to the
2?
Okay, let's do Cavs Magic. Let's just do 4-5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. Cavs Magic, I think, is going to be a really good game. I mean, look at their records. Cavs are 48-34. Magic are 47-35. But I got the Cavs. I think that the Magic are an instance where I think that they might be seeded a little bit higher than their skill level. And I think that the Cavs are a really good team. I think they have multiple options. They didn't play good in the playoffs last year, but I still got them in, I'm going to say, 6.
Yeah, I agree. I got Cavs in 6.
I have Cavs in, I'll say, 6-2. I think Magic are also a young team, and Cavs have a superstar player in Donovan Mitchell. So
yeah.
Should we go to Bucks Pacers?
Or go back to
Let's
the
go back to
Clippers.
The 4-5. Clippers Mavericks. Okay. This could be a really good game. Both teams have some really elite players. Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie, and Luka are all amazing players. I still have the Clippers. Obviously James Harden as well. I have the Clippers. I just think that their players are built for the playoffs. I think even though Paul George has had a lot of choke jobs, he's still great, and Kawhi is amazing. I got the Clippers in 7.
I also have the Clippers in 7. I agree, because I think... I mean, I'm a big Kawhi fan and Paul George fan, so, I mean, I'm a little biased on this one, but I think the Clippers just have that star power, and I think they'll outperform.
Luka's not a star?
I think they have more star power.
Fair.
And yeah, I think they'll be able to deal with Luka. So
yeah, I agree. I also have them in seven. And I think this might be kind of crazy, but even though it's because it's a 4-5 game, but I think whoever wins this game's got a good shot at honestly winning it all, or at least making it to the finals. I don't think that might be too crazy to say, but
making the finals wouldn't be a crazy take. Yeah, they're both good teams.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. 3-6 Timberwolves. Oh no. 3-6 Bucks Pacers. I think the 3-6s we might have some upsets. So Brandon, why don't you start us off? Bucks Pacers.
So with Giannis's injury, I'm not sure how long he exactly is out for.
I can look it up right now. But I think maybe first game and maybe second game.
But even with that, the Bucks have been terrible recently. Honestly, since the hire of Doc Rivers,
he's a horrible coach.
Yeah, I don't even know why they hired him. They were doing great before, even though he kind of lost the locker room. But anyways, I got the Pacers in 6. I just think that's how it's going to go down.
I think Pacers in 6 isn't a crazy shout. I was probably going to say it too, but at the same time, I think that the Bucks do have the players to take it to 7 and maybe win the series. But I'm also going to take the upset and say Pacers in 7 because I think that they've got a great system, and I honestly think the Bucks are kind of in shambles right now.
Yeah, but
so.
by far, I feel like the Bucks by far have been one of the most disappointing teams this year.
Yeah, I mean they were doing so well for the first half of the season. I don't really know how they are the 3 seed. It's pretty surprising to me.
Yeah.
But who do you got in the Bucks Pacers game, Milo?
So Giannis might actually be playing, and I think it's a toss up. I'm not going to say who I think is winning, but I think one of the two is winning in 7.
Give us a team.
Dang. You know what? Since you guys went Pacers, I'll just go Bucks.
That's fair.
See if we got something different in case they win.
They've got some great players, so I don't think it would be too far out there.
All right. So on to the Timberwolves versus the Suns. Liam, who you got?
I'm going to go for actually, I'm not. I'm going to take the Timberwolves in 7. I thought of another upset. I think KD's still amazing. I think Booker's amazing. But I also think the Timberwolves have been kind of slept on. I think that when you see a team doing really well and they weren't there last season or they haven't been there the last couple of years, they get called like young or fake. I think they're the better team. They honestly gave the Nuggets a run for their money last year. And I think that the Timberwolves are going to win in 6 or 7.
I'm going to take Timberwolves in 7, maybe 6. Yeah, I agree. I think their defense is good, their offense is good, and I haven't been impressed by the Suns. So
yeah, that's safe to say.
Yeah, I do agree. The Suns have been kind of underwhelming, but I'm kind of the guy Liam was talking about when I'm gonna say that I think that the Timberwolves' lack of playoff experience. I mean, no one on that team really has had any, besides I guess Gobert a little bit.
Yeah.
But Edwards and Kat have never had really any. So I feel like that will kind of catch up to them, and then I feel like the Suns could potentially, depending on how they turn it up in these playoffs, could be in that West Conference Finals game with that playoff experience they have. So I'm taking Suns in 6.
I think Cats had some playoff experience.
Maybe a couple. I think they did make it like 4 or 5 years ago, but yeah. I think that's kind of all.
Yeah.
So what is next?
On to the 2-7 in the West. So I think that's Knicks Sixers. Yeah. Knicks have done really well to get up to the 2 seed. Sixers have really surprisingly slipped to the 7th seed, and they won in the play-in yesterday.
Right, because of Joel Embiid.
Because of his injury, yeah. But, I mean, I think at the beginning of the season, if you saw the Sixers in the 7th seed, you'd be really shocked. So yeah. I think this could be a really good game.
So,
and Joel's back. But, Milo, what do you think?
I am going to take the upset here. Everyone's been hyping up the Knicks. I don't see it as much. I'm taking 76ers with probably maybe the best player in the world. If he's playing significant minutes now, fully recovered, I think the 76ers are going to win in 7.
I'm actually going to second that. I don't see it with the Knicks that much either. I think that media hypes them up because they're a big market team and they've got some likable, good players. But I don't think they're as good as people think they are. And I think Embiid's amazing regardless of what people say about playoff choker. So I'm also going to take the Sixers, and I'm going to take them in 6.
Yeah, I feel like having pretty much similar takes, but I also have the Sixers in 7 because I feel like that lack of Julius Randle may hurt them, and I feel like the Sixers are seeded not as their skill actually shows them are because of Joel Embiid's injury.
Yeah, they're totally different without him. Everything revolves around him. So I think it's not really a fair matchup. I think not a fair matchup. I think it will be a good matchup, but I think that the Sixers, yeah, they're ranked way too low for how good they are. So on to the last matchup, which is Nuggets-Lakers. And this one I don't think is going to be close. I mean, people love LA, LeBron, the whole franchise, but I think that the Nuggets are going to kill them. And I'm gonna say in five.
That's what I got.
But too. I think it could be in four. I think the Nuggets are just way better than them.
I'm going to take Nuggets in six. Honestly, as a Nuggets fan, I was more worried about the Lakers than I was about the Kings, Warriors. I don't know about Pelicans, but I didn't really want to see the Lakers going against the Nuggets. But it's still the Nuggets. They're still the first or second best team in the NBA. So I'm going to take the Nuggets in six.
Yeah, so I got the Nuggets in five, but I would not be surprised if LeBron turned up in the playoffs and Lakers potentially win it.
You think Lakers could go through?
No, yeah, I don't
see the Nuggets as a first-round exit.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I think the Nuggets are going to bury them.
I think if the Lakers were a six seed that they'd win the first round, but I don't think they'll do it against the Nuggets, especially coming off the championship
last year. You think Lakers would beat the T-Wolves?
I think they could. I don't know if they would.
You're disrespecting the T-Wolves.
I don't know if they would, but I think there's a chance. Something about the Lakers make me feel like they could.
They make you feel some sort of way?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see it. I think it's the same with New York, with the Knicks. I think they get overhyped and they have LeBron, so that's going to happen. But yeah, I think that about wraps up our playoff predictions. So you'll hear whether we got our play-in predictions right. And then the first round happening next week, I think, should be really entertaining.
Saturday.
There's some good matchups. But yeah, that's our analysis from the three in the key. Make sure to tune in next week on Thursday for another episode. And as always,
three in the key out.